Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to get leaner, fitter, more muscular, stronger, faster at any age on a 100% vegan diet. Today is December 16th, 2014. I want to thank you for tuning in. I am back in town. I just spent the past 5 days in San Antonio, Texas. I did a three-day intensive seminar over there, training about 70 to 100 students, and it was just spectacular. It was so much fun. It was so transformational, so rewarding, but I'm telling you, it was intense. I started at 9 o'clock in the morning, and on Sunday, I started at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we went nonstop, training on stage all the way until on one night, it was 10 o'clock. The other night, it was like 10:45 p.m. Yeah, can you imagine that? So the only time I'm jumping off stage is to take a 12-minute break every couple of hours, or we'll take a meal break for about an hour and 15 minutes, but that's it. That's it. So I wanted to share a couple of things. One is a pretty amazing lesson on life and achieving your dream body on a vegan diet that I experienced over there, which was actually a pretty traumatic experience involving a gang fight. So I'll tell you more about that in just a second. And then also sharing with you another little lesson, which is just a little key tidbit on what I did to be able to maintain my body while I was there. So as you know, if you've been listening to the previous episodes, you know that I'm about a little more than two weeks into my 28-day vegan body transformation, where this time I'm putting on muscle and staying nice and lean at the same time, which is different than what I did last time, where I just tried to put on as much weight and muscle as I possibly could. Even if I added a little bit of fat, that was okay. But I still managed to shrink my waist down by an inch. But this time the goal is to have a nice solid six pack while having more strength and muscles at the same time. So what I've done, in the previous episode I talked about having your muscle building days and your fat loss days. So you're going to be zigzagging between the two strategies. So in this situation where I'm in a seminar room, where I'm completely just, I am working from the moment I wake up till the moment I hit my bed, there's no way that I'm going to be able to get a muscle building workout in without really taking away from my energy level and what I can deliver to my students. So I chose to put the priority higher for my students. And instead, here's what you can do, especially if this is the holidays and you have the time, you can dedicate days like that and just make them fat loss days. So I'm knowing that I'm going to be on my feet the entire time. So I'm going to be, moving at a very low intensity level, which is going to burn a decent amount of fat if you add enough hours to it. So what do? You make sure you eat in a way that doesn't add any more fat. And so that's exactly what I did. So every day I would wake up in the morning and I would make myself a smoothie, which consisted of a bag of spinach and two or three bananas. And I would sprinkle a whole bunch of chia seed powder. That was for my omega-3 fats. And then I would fill it up with some almond milk and some ice down the hall, blend that up, and that's a full 64 ounces of smoothie that I would consume throughout the day. So I'd drink about 22 or so ounces, and then a few hours later for lunch, I would drink another third, and then later on for a snack, I would drink another third. Then on top of that, I would take down with me about two packs of tempeh. And you know those West soy packs, if you've ever had those before, it's pretty loaded. It's got about 42 or so grams of protein in it, I think, for the pack. Wait, 16 grams per serving, 16 times 3. Okay, I think my math is a little off. I think that comes out to 44 grams of protein. So that's not bad. And it's a fermented soy, so it's a whole food in an amazing form. It's fermented, so it's easily digestible, which is perfect because the last thing I want is gas on stage. And so I would pull out a pack like that during the meals, and then I would take whatever the catering company is serving for my staff members. Usually there would be some sort of cool sauce, or one day we had Mexican meals, so I had all the guacamole, pico de gallo, and salsa that I wanted. So I just put that on top of my tempeh, mixed it up. It was delicious. I was totally satisfied. And then for some extra energy and to help digestion even more, I drank about two kombuchas a day. My favorite are the Trilogy which is by a company called Synergy, and then there's GT's, which is the my favorite flavor is the green one. So I'd have two of those kombuchas a day, one of the trilogy, and then one is the green one, and a ton of water. When I'm on stage, I'm drinking water for two reasons. One, to keep hydrated so I can achieve faster fat loss and better results. But number two, for my voice. If you notice, my voice is a little bit off right now. I blew out my voice and because I kind of pushed a little too hard, but it would be 10 times worse than it is right now if it wasn't for how hydrated I am. So when it comes to, if you have to do any public speaking or if you have to talk for a long period of time, one of the biggest tips I can give you that comes from some of the top voice coaches is you have to keep your vocal cords hydrated and healthy from within. And that comes from just regularly drinking a lot of water. So I easily go through about 1.5 gallons of water just from speaking on stage. So those are some tips that I think that you can use as well. I want to talk to you about something really, really scary that happened to me. When I got there on day one, I went to, this was Thursday, actually, before, so we started on Friday, and I got there on Thursday. So the first thing that I recommend that anybody does when they're traveling is, if they can, get to a grocery store and stock up on all the veggies that you want, or all the food and whole foods that you want, so that way you don't have to worry about trying to rely on restaurant foods where you may not have the best foods that you need to be able to have the body that you want. So I looked up on the map. So we were staying in an area of town called the Riverwalk in a nice resort hotel called the Marriott Plaza. And it was beautiful. It's in San Antonio, Texas. And so I looked up on Google where the closest grocery store is, and I found one of my favorite grocery stores called HEB. They're here in Texas. They are wonderful stores. And there was one that was 8 minutes away, and there was one that was 10 minutes away. So naturally, I choose the shorter one, the one that's easier to get to. And so what happened is this. I start going, and about 2 or 3 miles into the trip, I'm looking around, and I'm looking at the neighborhood around me, and it's pretty scary. I'm looking around, and the neighborhood looks rough. The houses are pretty beat up. A lot of the street lights are out, and I've just got this terrible feeling in my stomach. And for no, you know, it's just I'm noticing the feeling in my stomach as I'm noticing my surroundings around me. So then I drive just two more blocks, and across the street from me was this lit up, like it was an empty auto body shop with no cars in it, but there were like 30 to 35 men looking really pissed off, and they were coming at each other. And then the next thing I know, guys start throwing their shirts up and they just start wailing on each other. It was a full gang versus gang fight that was going on. I mean, completely all out, yelling, screaming, cursing. And I just sped out of there so fast because I didn't know if there was going to be guns drawn or if people were going to, I mean, I know that people were going to get pretty seriously hurt. It looked really scary. I couldn't believe that I was right there. I've never been in anything like that before. And luckily, 5 blocks later, I pull in to the grocery store parking lot, which looked pretty rough too. I didn't feel that much safer, to tell you the truth. There was an armed security guard that had a big orange vest on and a big word that said security. I could see he had a weapon in his pocket. So I parked right next to him, and I went to the grocery store, and I loaded up on the groceries that I needed, and I walked out to my car, and I waited there for a little bit. And I asked the security guard, I said, "Hey, listen, I understand this is kind of a rough neighborhood. Am I right?" He said, "Yeah, this is a really rough neighborhood." I said, "Well, listen, I'm where I'm staying. Could you guide me in a safer path back than the way that I came?" I went on the street called, for those of you who know San Antonio, I was on West Commerce Street. And he guided me back on a street called Buena Vista, which sounded pretty good. I said, "Okay, I'm going to go on Buena Vista." So that's what I did. Turns out Buena Vista was one block away from the street that where all the violence went down. And as I was driving back, it was pretty scary. And then there was this, it looked like about a 0.5-mile stretch where all of the lights were out. It was dark on the streets, and I had to drive through that. And I see 12 figures of these guys cross the street looking like gangs. These were gang members, and they're across the street, and they are not caring one bit that I am coming right toward them. And I had to swerve around them. And as I did that, they were reaching into their pockets and they were screaming at me, yelling, F this, F you that. And I just stepped on it and I didn't look behind me. And luckily I was safe. No damage happened to my car. And as that was happening, I just noticed there was at least 8 or 9 emergency vehicles that were sounding their sirens, just flying by me in the opposite direction, right where that giant gang fight happened. So I don't know what would happen, but I can just guess that there was definitely people that was seriously hurt. And I think if I was there maybe just a minute later, there could have been a chance where I could have been stopped and I could have been hurt too. So when I got back, I pulled back on the map to see where was I exactly, and I was in an area called Prospect Hill, and I know I've heard that name before in those CSI type TV shows, and I look it up on Google, everything I found out validated exactly what it was. It was a cesspool of prostitution. There was over 370 gang related arrests due to all sorts of things, ranging from theft, burglaries, and violence. That's more than a crime a year happening in this neighborhood, and it's been getting worse. So what was the life lesson that I drew from that? I was pretty shook up that night. Some of you have seen the post that I put up on the Vegan Body Revolution fan page, and I thank you guys for all the love that you sent back to me. I really needed that. I needed to express that. Of course, I called my wife and told her about it, but I just needed to get it off my chest because it was really, really shaking me up. And thanks to you guys, I felt a whole lot better. But I couldn't help but go to sleep just wondering, what is the life lesson in this? There's a lesson in everything that happens to you, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. There are no accidents. There is always a lesson. And that lesson is there to serve you. And then when I woke up in the morning, it came to me. It was pretty obvious. And that is, I made a mistake of not really knowing what I was getting into and going through in that neighborhood. I looked it up on Google just to get the directions, but what I should have done was understand what neighborhoods are around me and what's safe and what's not. And that could have been done easily with a quick conversation with any of the staff at the hotel, because they're obviously from the area and they could have told me, no, don't go to that one. Go to the one that's 10 minutes away. That's in a much better neighborhood and you'll be safe that way too. And I forgot to mention, this was around 8:30 at night. So that's an ideal time for bad stuff to go down. So I kind of had all the odds against me, as you saw. So how does this relate to anything else in life? And well, it's pretty simple. Just like everything else in life, there's a step-by-step method to achieving what you want and doing it the right way and doing it safely. If you want a better body on a vegan diet, you want to build muscle, you want to lose fat, the first step to achieving that is, after you've determined what you want, is getting the education. You got to really, really understand what you're getting into first. So that way you could do it safely, and that way you could do it effectively, and that way you can achieve the results that you want. I would say that I achieved the results that I wanted. I got my spinach and I got my supplies, but definitely not in the safest way. I could have done it in a much better and a much safer way had I worked a little bit on understanding what I was getting into. And that's something we call education. So my advice to you is, make sure you first start with the education that you need. Go and seek out the best people who have done it, who are living examples of what it is that you want to achieve, and learn everything you possibly can from them. So that way, you can avoid making stupid mistakes. You can avoid making deadly mistakes like I've luckily did from out of just pure luck. Maybe if it were to happen again, I wouldn't have been so lucky, right? And I think the same applies in just about every arena of life, including fitness and health and relationships and business and money. I think that's generally how it works. Identify what it is that you want. That's step one. Step two is, get the education that you need so that you can get what you want and get it quickly, you can get it effectively and get it safely. And then step three, simply apply and do what you know. I hope you can glean something from that. And hopefully it won't be as hard or as scary as a lesson that I had. And, I know a lot of us know this lesson already. I certainly did. But boy, it sure helps to get a reminder of that, doesn't it? I don't know if you've, like me, I sometimes I try things a little too soon and I jump into it a little bit too quickly before I really understand what I'm actually doing. So that's what I've got for you today. I want to thank you so much for listening, and also thank you for just being there and supporting me. I so appreciate it. I want to also, for those, I know a lot of you have taken your pictures to win these tickets to my upcoming seminar, this life-changing one-day seminar, the Metabolic Mastery Intensive, where I'm going to show you exactly how to lose fat, how to build muscle, how to create the body of your dreams, no matter how little body fat percentage you want, how ripped you want to be, how muscular you want to be, while having bulletproof health and reversing disease at the same time, having all of that stuff in a practical way, in a systematic way, in a strategic way, having your whole plan laid out for you before you leave, and achieving mastery in that all in one day. That's what we're going to be doing at my Metabolic Mastery Intensive. And you definitely want to be the first person to be there when I open the doors to registration, which is going to be happening in just a couple weeks. So I'm going to be opening the doors, and I'm going to have a special early bird price. The tickets are usually $197. But right now, even before the early bird special goes out and I open those doors, remember, we have a limited number of spaces, but I want to reward you guys for being on the show. I have two things. I'm going to do a drawing and a contest. For the next 2 weeks, Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine is going to, the current issue has the cover on it, has me and my family on it. So if you hold that picture up, if you hold that magazine cover up and you take a picture of it and you tag me and you post that up in the social media, you're entered to win. You're entered in the drawing. And then number two, I'm going to be doing a contest for the best pose next to it. And you can do as many of those entries as you want. But again, for the drawing, it's just one entry per person, which is totally fair. But for the pose, yeah, put as many as you want, because whatever we think is the most entertaining to us, that's who we're going to draw for it. Now, a lot of you have done that, and some of you haven't liked the fan page. So that's kind of a requirement. You got to like the fan page in order for the tag to work. And by the way, the tag is going to be in the description. And if you've tagged it, and if you have not received an acknowledgement from me saying that I just saw your picture, if you have not, then please do me a favor and send me a message. Send me a message on Facebook. Go to our fan page. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution and send me a message through the little message app or the message button on it. Let me know that you posted this picture on your social media. So then that way I can verify it and make sure that you're in the drawing. Because a lot of you have posted the pictures, but for some reason it didn't come through on our side. So I want to make sure that you get credit and you get your chance to win. All right. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to contact us. And if it's not through Facebook, you can just go to veganbodyrevolution.com, click on the contact link there, and you can do it through our contact form. Also, too, make sure you download your own copy of the Vegan Muscle Building Guide. I've got it for you. It's 100% free. It's loaded with value. It's loaded with content. I could easily charge for it, but I'm not. I want you to have this information. I think it's important. So you can just go to veganbodyrevolution.com. On the right, scroll down just a little bit. You'll find the little form where you can enter your email address, and I'll send it to you right away. Or you can click on the free classes link up near the top of the navigation. You can click on that, and you'll find the same form where you can download it right away. All right, that's from me to you. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you get a lot out of it. I want to thank you so much again for tuning in. This is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show and veganbodyrevolution.com, and I will catch you on the next podcast.